It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. On August 1st, the Santa Rosa Police Department promoted Captain Rainer Navarro to become the first Latino police chief in Santa Rosa. KRCB's Adia White asked Navarro, what makes him different?
I am reflective of a portion of the community. I think being Hispanic is important, and it helps me be more approachable to portions of the community, which is important. I think it's also important that I started here. This is my one and only department, and I've grown up in this department, and I think that's a vital piece that I don't think any other chief has ever brought. So I've seen all levels, and I've basically have grown up in this department, working for this community at all different levels.
And what else would you want the public to know about you personally?
I'm very committed to working in the community. I mean, service is a priority to me. I'm a servant leader. That's how I describe myself. I just actually became a grandfather. So very excited about that. Everything happened within a couple weeks. So I got promoted and I had a grandchild last week. I raised my family here. My kids went to local high school, and we attend church in this area. We work in this area, and serve in this area. So this has been my community for 30 years, and I'm looking forward to serving in this capacity moving forward.
So the Roseland neighborhood has been annexed now into the city of Santa Rosa, meaning that your department will serve them instead of the sheriff's department. Can you talk about the process of reaching out to that community specifically, and how things will change moving forward?
Now where it's a one-stop shop, where we're the police department that you're going to call for any particular public safety issues moving forward. I think as we do move forward, one of the things that we're going to focus on is getting to know the businesses, business community more. We're going to be doing some outreach. We're going to be doing some community events out there.
And with all the recent deportation efforts on the federal level, have you faced a lot of fear from that community or hesitation to trust law enforcement?
There's a lot of misconceptions about how the police address immigration issues. And I think the one thing that I want to make clear is that the Santa Rosa Police Department does not enforce immigration issues.
And you've also mentioned in previous interviews that you're an advocate of more training for de-escalating subjects. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. I think that it's very important to be able to look at all of our options. The last thing that any of us ever want to do is to get into a confrontation where we have to stop the threat by using our firearm. We train our officers on implicit bias. We train our officers on what we call procedural justice, providing respect and giving people an opportunity to have a voice and listening to people and trying to understand them more.
Can you tell me what you think people will notice that's different about you as police chief now?
I think what I'm known for is that I'm very present in the community. I'm involved in a lot of different organizations, and I make it a point to get out to community events as much as I can. And I think that everyone brings value to the table. And so I value our community collaboration with our schools, our local businesses, and our nonprofits. And that's how we're going to be able to solve issues throughout the community.
Chief Navarro says his priority is community policing. He also wants to focus on transparency, accountability, and leveraging technology. You can read more about him on our website, norcalpublicmedia.org.